Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. David Dossie is our guest, our good friend, 17-year member of our Brain Trust and one of the great intellectual property attorneys of our time. He is also my intellectual property attorney. Invention-protection.com is the website, right, David?
That's it.
Dossie Company LPA is the name of the firm, out of Columbus, Ohio, but he works all over the world. Hey, David, we're talking about remote workers, independent contractors, all the different kinds of workplace relationships that we can have. We talked about the tax implications. We talked about the fair treatment policy implications. Now there are some technical legal issues, employment law issues that we have to pay attention to. What are some of those?
Well, sure. You know, we talked in the last segment about the remote work policy and what your expectations are of the employee or the remote worker. But never forget that you, as the business owner, still have obligations that you need to stay on top of, and some of them are a little more tricky with remote workers. And, you know, one of them is the Fair Labor Standards Act, or people say FLSA. And this really comes into play when your remote worker is not a salaried employee. You know, if someone is an hourly employee, you need to be thinking about how are you keeping track of their time. You know, even if you tell them don't work more than 40 hours a week,
right,
they have to be paid overtime if they do. Mm-hmm. And how are you tracking that? So it adds a new wrinkle. Another idea, you know, you need to establish, like we said in the last segment, about their working hours, but you should consider time tracking software, and that may be when they're logged in, when are they logging into the business's network? You know, mm-hmm. These are simple things to implement, but obviously there's a little bit of Big Brother there that you need to be up front with them and let them know that that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, someone's going to get upset.
Well, that's exactly
right. But it's always
right.
Being done under the guise of, hey, I have to live up to my obligations with respect to time tracking. So that's why I'm doing it.
Well, and you don't want somebody, you also don't want an employee to come back and say, hey, I'm quitting, but you owe me for some time that I put in that you didn't pay me for. You don't want any kind of liability there.
Right.
And the good news is there's technology that makes this easier for small business than it used to be. So what about some of the other issues? And I'm afraid going forward, David, with the Biden administration, we haven't even scratched the surface in all the different labor regulations that we're going to see from an equity standpoint, from a inclusiveness standpoint. I mean, these things are going to start coming out of the woodwork. What do you think?
Well, one that you wouldn't ordinarily think of with respect to remote workers is a discrimination or disability-related issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've had my paralegal working remotely for years now, and you know, remote workers can easily become out of sight, out of mind employees.
Mm-hmm.
If they're doing their job, everything's going smooth. But you have to consider, are you giving them the same support and opportunities for advancement as people that are working in your office? If not, that's a problem, you know. So you need to be providing them the same training and opportunities for promotions and visibility as if they were working in the office, or, you know, you're exposing yourself to potential discrimination issues.
Mm-hmm. And what about remote workers
and
their environment? We got to, as we wrap up here.
Well, yeah.
What if we send somebody home and they say, sure, I'll work from home, boss. And then you find out later that there's something in their environment that's putting them at risk, some kind of health issue, whatever it may be. Could you be exposed to liability there?
Right. You know, you're responsible for providing a safe working environment. And that's why in your remote work policy, you know, there should be something on there that they're acknowledging that they have a safe environment and, you know, do not want you to come inspect their work environment. So they're confirming for you or reaffirming that it is a safe work environment.
And if they're acknowledging that if something is a problem, they'll let you know. You'll be told about it, so you won't have to worry about it. Hey, David, good job today, as always. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen. Dossie's company, LPA, invention-protection.com is the website. I encourage you to avail yourself of his intellectual property services. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.